Sunday, August 9th, Low Standards and Pours, episode 23. It is Sunday, August 9th, like I said, 9:05. How is everybody doing? It is going to be a very funny and interesting podcast today. Hopefully, everybody's going to stand on board and participate. We've got the hostess with the mostest, Mr. El Carpe, coming on board. And here he is now. The man with all the answers.
Well, I've got none of the answers, and I'm the hostess now.
None of the answers. I mean, who cares?
I'm not really, you know, I don't mind gender fluidity, but I sort of identified as a dude pretty much all my life. So,
yeah,
whatever you want to call me, I'm not really too particular. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, whatever. Fire away.
All right. Why is Paris Hilton so popular amongst whoever?
Well, if you're going to be as specific as amongst whoever, I'm going to have to say it's because of the buck teeth.
Buck teeth?
Buck teeth.
Yeah, what's, I mean, can she sing or can she, is she a writer or can she sing or she's part of a band or?
She's related to somebody who's really fabulously wealthy, and she hangs out with what's her name, or used to hang out with what's her name.
Yeah, I know, from
Nicole Richie.
Yeah, Nicole Richie. She's a dirtbag too.
Well, you know, it's they're going to be what they're going to be, but you know, I don't think we ought to reward them with, you know, fame and fortune and stuff. They're rich enough without it.
Yeah, but why is so many people enamored with Paris Hilton? Like, she can't sing. She's not part of a band. She's not like a producer, writer, nothing. But people are just like so enamored by her. It's like she's okay looking. I've dated
myself. Well, no, I would definitely.
I'm sure you have too.
Kick her in the teeth, and send her away packing for no reason whatsoever. But no, I think some of it has to do with the fact that it's hard to look away from a train wreck. It really is.
You might be on some. You might be on some.
I don't know. It's just one of those.
Talk to me. I mean, like, do you have any interest in listening to Paris Hilton?
No, none whatsoever.
No, neither do I. I often wonder, like, why is she so. It's the Kardashians. Like, just, I mean, they're attractive people, but none of them have any kind of talent. I don't know why people are so enamored by them. I have no idea.
Well, here's a more important question. How do you define attractive people? If you want to say physically attractive, then you need to figure out.
Yeah, they're not non-attractive people. If you talk about like Madonna, if you talk about Bradley Cooper, if you talk about, you know, whoever, those are the people in the, you know, current whatever that have produced movies, produced music, that have a name for themselves, like a Tom Cruise, not a singer or nothing. But, you know, he's not a bad looking guy. You know, I don't know. I'd probably do him if, you know, if he was, you know, whatever. But
Tom Cruise is a dwarf.
Yeah, but still, but why would you compare Tom Cruise to Paris Hilton? Paris Hilton can't do anything. Like, she can't. I don't get it.
Yeah, exactly. And it goes to defining what you find attractive, because to me, attractive is a whole package. It's not just the looks and it's not just the attitude. It's a combination of, you know, how does this person carry themselves? How do they respond to other people? How do they treat other people? What, you know, it's a whole series of things as to what becomes attractive. And so far, none of the people you've mentioned I find attractive. I'd hang out with Bradley Cooper because he seems like a pretty cool dude. But nobody else so far. I mean, I honestly wouldn't know a Kardashian if I was kicking one. I don't know what they look like. Am I even on? Hello, is this thing on? Bueller. I don't know if anybody can hear me, but I can't hear anybody else or whatever's going on. So I'm just going to keep babbling until someone tells me I'm not supposed to anymore. Because apparently,
yep. Sorry, I got you back.
I was on or what? I was
on. I had to make a couple changes. I apologize, but we are still on. So what were you saying, Bill?
Oh, I have no idea. I was talking about attractive people and not attractive people and what makes someone attractive and the fact that, you know, if we're dealing with the whole package, not just what they look like physically or what they can do, it's how do they treat other people and how do they respond to a crisis? How do they, you know, it's a whole package thing.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. Is that attractive people, it's like they don't have to be physically attractive to be attractive.
Right.
In other words, exactly. It's almost like, I don't know, somebody that gives back to society, that donates their time and efforts, that helps the homeless, helps whatever, they might not be the most attractive person physically, but Damn, it's like, you know, if you want to get together with somebody that's like positive, trying to make a difference, mm-hmm. those are the people. But I find like, the Kardashians and the Paris Hiltons and stuff. I'm like, I don't know. WTF? Like, what the fuck? Yeah, I don't know what everybody's so enamored about. I really don't. They don't do a fucking thing besides be themselves. It's the same thing you and I do. We should be like on TV. What do you think?
Well, we're not.
No, we are. We are. I mean, we're on radio. I mean, distant we're radio.
We're on pod things.
Right.
I thought we were on TV. Why is
I lied to you.
Who are these seven guys with the cameras in front of me with masks on their faces?
Yeah, that's the FBI or CIA or EPA
those guys.
Those guys. Yeah.
It's the EPA because they're wondering what I did to my soil, dude. I pulled out of my garden.
Yeah,
I pulled out of my garden two zucchinis that were as fat as my calves. And longer, as fat as my calves, like my legs.
Okay. Yeah. And
longer than from my knee to my toe when I point my toe.
Really?
I'm like growing Buicks.
Now, hey, do you bake those or what do you do with
the vegetables? Zucchinis, these big zucchinis I'm going to take to work because one of the gals, her mom makes zucchini bread. So she's going to make a pile of zucchini bread and bring it back into the office for everybody to eat.
Oh, okay.
So
Fuck Balls is awesome.
Fuck Balls has a recipe for
Fuck Balls is for making zucchini bread out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got more growing. It's
all right.
Endless.
Yeah. She said, keep her on board. If you run out of places to give it away, give it to her.
Well, I like taking the summer squash and the zucchini and chopping them up into smaller bite-sized pieces, throw them on the grill. I got one of those things I can grill them.
And, yeah, what do you guys – what do you do with your summer squash? Do you make soup out of it or do you bake it? Or what
just,
do you do with
I just grill squash? It. I just grill it.
Just grill it straight up with, like, some grilled vegetables and have a protein with it?
Yeah, just chop it up.
Yeah.
Mix it with the zucchini and the – so you got your green and your yellows. Pretty colors.
Yeah.
Little vegetable oil and some garlic.
Yeah, zucchini seems to be. Yes, zucchini seems to be a little bit more firm, and squash seems a little more soft. I've had peanut butter yellow squash soup before, and it was the best with a little bit of bacon.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're thinking
of a different squash. It got my nads juicing. What?
You're thinking of a different squash. The one that I have.
No, not yellow squash. Yeah, you can scrape out the yellow squash. You know the fibrous yellow squash? Make it into a soup?
Yeah.
All
right, look it up.
I'm talking about the one that's shaped like a zucchini.
Yeah. But you can cut it in half and then scrape out the insides and make it into a soup.
Okay, well, I haven't done that.
All right, well, look it up.
I cut them in half and I slice them thin and I do the same with zucchini, throw them in the grill and char them up and it's yummy.
I bet you Willie would know. Willie would probably make squash into a soup. A little bit of peanut butter, a little bit of bacon. Mm?
Sounds good.
Is that a carrot?
Yeah, he's giving us the big purple squash with a smiley face.
Okay. So
he knows. We'll teach you something, Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm well aware what the giant purple squash stands for. So I stubbed my toe. It means I stubbed my toe, right?
Did you stub your toe?
That's what the big purple squash means.
Oh, are you on your are you out in your garage? Where are you at today?
I'm in the backyard. You can't hear the cicadas in the background? The crickets aren't here anymore.
I'm waiting for your dog to bark.
No, he's inside hanging out with the wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He likes to go where I'm not. The dog and I we have a very tenuous relationship.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you think about Biden's running mate? I heard Whitmer might be in the running, but it might be a black woman. Do you think Whitmer's got a chance?
I think it'd be great. I think he's got to get off the pot and take a dump because he's got to pick somebody and get this crap going so that people can start figuring out, oh yeah, we like or what. And not like having a vice president is, that's the selection that makes everything perfect. But he's got to actually make a decision. That's the thing.
Right. No, I agree.
He's looking like he's not making any decisions or anything. So get off your ass, make a decision, pick somebody. And
shit's coming to push.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I agree.
If it's our governor, that's great. If it's not our governor, that's great, too.
I agree.
Quite frankly, I'd be happy if he grabbed a zebra and put that up as his running mate. Pull a Caligula on us.
I'm just wishing.
And I know that joke. I realize that just went over your head. The Caligula reference.
Yeah. Caligula. Yeah. Well.
Caligula.
I watched it.
At some point he nominated a horse as the president of the Senate in Rome because he was pissed off at the Senate and told him to go shove it.
Did Caligula do that?
Caligula nominated his horse. Oh, he was a nutcase.
I had no idea.
Yeah. He makes I guess I can say this. President Trump makes Caligula look sober.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Uh-huh.
You're absolutely right. I agree with you 100%. What about this Beirut shit? Isn't that crazy? Have you seen the videos in Beirut?
No, it wiped blow up.
Wiped out the whole fucking city.
I heard something bad happened, and I have not been paying attention. Fill me in, brother. What's the scoop?
I don't know the details about it, but supposedly there was a stockpile of a certain chemical that got ignited somehow. I'm just guessing.
Ooh.
And it went up like an atom bomb. I mean, it blew up and it wiped out like the whole shoreline of Beirut. It was crazy. Ooh. And I haven't followed too much about it lately. I just seen some videos on it, but I didn't know if you followed it all or not, but I figured throw it out
there. I had heard there was an explosion, it was an accident, and they could hear it across the Mediterranean, like in Cairo or something. I don't know.
Yeah. It wiped out some shit, man.
My first thought was, why are people blowing stuff up again? Did we learn nothing from 9/11? Blowing stuff up doesn't do any good. It only gets you pissed. It gets pissed on.
Do you think 9/11 was an inside job? Do you think they knew it was going to happen?
No. It was not an inside job. There were no explosives set anywhere. gravity is actually a thing.
Do you think the Bush administration knew it was going to happen, or it was possibly going to happen?
Well, I would imagine that there was probably indications that there was going to be some kind of thing happening at some point soon. But again, you know, at any given moment, there's probably 17 different terrorist operations that they're trying to keep their eyes on or heard about or, you know, doing something. And, you know, how do you know which one's credible, which one's actionable? You know, you just don't know until it actually happens. And then, you know, and sadly, you know, there was a lot of things that were done stupidly. You know, I mean, foreign nationals showing up to learn how to fly a plane but not land it. That should be a little bit of a red flag, you know.
Right.
But again, you get too much big government going on, and people stop paying attention to the details and just hum through their job. And this is the way it's supposed to go. And then the next thing you know, boom, something happens.
Well, let me ask you this. That leads me to my next question. Uh-oh. Is that we all Google, right?
I've heard of the Google machine.
Do you Google?
I know what Google is. I've seen the
machine. Are you a Googler? Are you a Googler?
I Google googly googly.
Do you Google often? Is that your main source?
Every day.
You Google?
Every morning before 7.
You're a Googler.
And then sometimes I get on the computer too.
But you Google.
Yes.
How do you feel about Google? How do you feel about Google?
I think the tool works.
Do you think do you think Google represents you in 100% as far as truth and fact?
Why would I expect that? It's part of the internet.
Well, exactly. So if you don't Google, what else do you do?
Well, the thing is Google's not in charge of everything. Google
I agree. That's my point exactly.
Hear me out. Google is a tool. It's a search tool, right?
Yeah.
There's other search tools out there that you can use. Google just happens to work. Whatever everybody seems it's like saying I'm putting on my tennis shoes. I'm gonna Google something. It's just a regular thing. But here's the thing. Let me get to this. Because it's a search tool, you know, the first couple of things it's going to send you to might be something that they're politically leaning towards or whatever, and that's fine. But see, if you stop there, then you're just an idiot, you know. And it's not
right.
Google writes the articles. Google links you to articles. But sometimes it will choose to link you to stuff that they want you to see first and other stuff they don't want you to see first. They put down towards the bottom. Well, I'm a deep diver. If I'm looking up something that I really want to know stuff about, I'm going to go through about 6 different sources, and I'm going to skip 3 pages, you know, because at the bottom, you know, pages 1 through, you know, 12, I'll go to page 12 first and see what it says.
Right. Just so you're a Googler, but you're a Googler plus. Well,
I'm a Googler paying attention to doing it. I know what I'm doing.
Do you start with Google? Like Google, Yahoo, MSN, what's your source of information that you feel comfortable with?
Well, you say it as if Google's a source of information. Google's a link to information.
No, and I agree 100%. I think that most people, probably 90% of the people in this country, take Google information as the gospel. What I'm saying is that you, being an underwriter and being smarter than that, do you often use other resources other than Google to get your information?
Well, here's the thing. I got a set of encyclopedias that are from 1994.
Okay.
It doesn't help much.
That's not going to help you.
I might as well go to Wikipedia. But the thing is because the internet's right there, and I've researched mortgage fraud and other types of fraud for a number of years. When the internet was starting to come out, and I know how to take factual information and data in front of me and analyze it just enough to understand what the heck's really going on. And, you know, I was using spreadsheets before, and then I would look stuff up on the internet and find different things. But you got to be able to understand what your source is. And Google is not the source. Google is the link to the source. So you go to the source and you find out if okay, well, this is from the Detroit News, say, and that has a particular political leaning. And then you look at a couple of other different news articles from different cities, and they have a particular leaning. And then you go, all right, well, what's really happening here? You gotta pay attention and analyze it. No, I don't just go to Google and take the first thing I see. If that's where you're going with this question.
Yeah, no, I'm throwing it out there. I'm just wondering, you know, every we all get up in the morning, we all go to work. I'm 1099, so my work ethic is a little bit maybe different than yours, but maybe you have to be at work every day at 7 or 8 o'clock, and maybe you get started and you start doing your research on your underwriting or whatever. But at some point in time, we all probably jump into Google and say, what does Google have to say about something?
Right.
My question is that, are we all believing that Google is the best answer to all of our questions? That's my question.
Well, but your question is flawed because Google is not the answer. Google is the search source.
No, I agree. I agree 100%.
The answer comes from a different source.
Yeah, that's exactly the reason why I'm asking this question. Oh, for sure. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Yep.
Is there such thing as like Google News, like their front page or something?
There is, but I don't know how accurate it is.
Well, and I never pay attention. I mean, that's why I'm asking the question, because I don't pay attention. There's like that Yahoo News page.
Right, right.
Because I'm an old fart. I have a Yahoo email address. And I could care less. You know, I mean, anybody knows if they need to get in touch with me, sending me an email is not the way to do it.
Right.
You just call me. And the people who need to know where I am know my number. But I know that Yahoo's got one of those pages, news feed things, and I never look at it because I'm not interested in their view. I just, you know, and maybe, oh, there's an, you know, if, as I'm going to do the next thing, I see, oh, here's something kind of thing. Beirut explodes. Oh, hey, I should probably look that up and see what's going on with that. And I think eventually I will.
Right.
But that's crazy what shit. I do is I see an idea and I go, oh, well, I'm not going through Yahoo or Google News to find it. I'll type in the words in a search engine and pull it up and then look at the actual real articles from actual people who are really there who know what's going on.
Right.
Not like, I got you. It's not like Google is a source the same way. An encyclopedia is a source.
Sure.
And not even so much. It's even less of a source than that. Google is a source as the index to the encyclopedia is a source.
Right. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Ask me a question.
How do you feel about Amazon? How do you feel about Amazon increasing its
limited carbon footprint?
Yes, but
electric vehicles.
I've been also reading that Amazon may be considering buying up some Macy's and some also JCPenney's buildings for distribution. In other words, if you're an Amazon and you are not hiring people such as JCPenney's or Macy's to display or talk about certain products or jewelry or whatever it may be, how do you feel about Amazon coming in and picking up JCPenney's and Macy's in bankruptcy and creating distribution centers and moving products out of them? Does that make sense?
Well, the stores are already closed and the buildings are useless. Amazon comes in. It's a tax base for the municipality. So there's that. Or maybe a tax base. Or it's at least hiring new people. So there's at least some kind of productivity going on in a building that was basically going to sit there or get demolished or whatever.
Let me ask you this. Does you and your family, do you guys practice mom and pop shops? In other words, if you guys go out on a Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday afternoon, and you're going to say, you know what, the Bill family's going to go out and do whatever, do you guys concentrate on going to mom and pop shops saying that we're not going to go to McDonald's, but we're going to go to Bob's wing shop and we're going to get some eat there? Do you guys practice that?
Well, it depends. I mean, if we're just zipping through, we're, you know, passing through and, hey, we got to stop and, you know, the quick gas, pee, and eat and then get back on the road.
Yeah.
We'll stop at anything. But, you know, once we get to our destination, a lot of times, yeah, we'd like to go to little family restaurants and get a taste of whatever town we're in to at least, you know, well, plus I don't think I've had McDonald's or Burger King or –
Well, not into your house.
Any of those things in like 10 years.
Yeah.
And that was my daughter was there and just parked there.
Not until your car got like lifted or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Whatever. No, I was just kind of curious about that. I'm a mom and pop shop. Anytime I can go to mom and pop shop, that's what I do. So if I'm out and about and I'm driving somewhere, I see a little mom and pop shop for like a piece of pizza or sandwich or whatever. That's where I try to go to. I try to stay away from, you know, the big corporate places and all that. So I just think
support the local.
It's, I don't know. Talk to me.
So I got a couple of, I was checking the thing and I got an email question.
Yeah.
From one of our listeners. This is an email question for both of us. From Barb. It looks like Barb Itchuit.
Barb Itchuit?
So Barb says, if you could write a song about your college years, what would the song title be? That's That's a good question, Miss Barb Itchuit.
Should I stare? Should I go now?
No, it can't be. It's got to be your own. I'm reading this as it. It's not like what song title. You're writing a song. So
yeah.
You're writing a song about your college years. What would your song title be? So it can't be something that's already been written because you're writing it. So mine. Let me think about this. So I'm thinking Whiskey Kisses.
Whiskey Kisses.
Whiskey Kisses and Nicotine Breakfast. You go, Willie.
Nicotine Breakfast. I like that.
Yeah. I wonder where you got that one from, Willie. That was a long night.
Shit. Nicotine Breakfast.
How about you, Eric?
Willie says, don't know.
Willie knows. We were there together when Whiskey Kisses and Nicotine Breakfast came up.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I might be able to relate to a song, but create my own song. But how I grew up, it's tough. It's tough.
She's always doing something.
You know,
well, that song's already written too.
Lightheart. I don't know. You kind of threw me off on that one.
You like that one? I like that one. That's a good question. Thank you.
Even Fuckballs is nervous. She's walked away.
Way to go. Barb Itchuit. You stumped Eric.
You know,
I dig it.
God, I got to think about that. I got to think about that. Because every time I think about something, I'm reminding myself of a song or a band or some kind of something that has to do with a song or a band, but to do something, to think about something completely outside that, it's a little bit tough. I don't know.
Right. Something to, you know, make up on your own, man.
Yeah. I can hear the cramps in my voice. I can hear R.E.M. I can hear Husker Du. I can hear Pixies. I can hear Tom Waits. I can hear all this kind of stuff, but
so you got to throw a combination of it together and throw some words to it, and just come up with some kind of title and says, you know.
If you want to add a little bit, I'll come back to it.
Yes. Barbara Ituit. She brought Eric down. So what else you got going on there, Eric? What are your thoughts? There was a couple of these other news crap things you wanted to get my opinion on before I even knew what was going on.
You know what? I was going through Yahoo, and Yahoo is my prime source of information. And I think it's a bunch of crap as much as anybody thinks it is. But I was most curious about Biden's running mate. I was kind of curious about what happened in Beirut. I'm most curious about why people are so enamored about Kardashians and also Paris Hilton, because I think they're both fucking losers. But not to be, you know, too whatever.
Not to be too honest, but
other than that, you know, I'm pretty much open-minded.
Along the same vein, what about these, what do you call these things? These reality TV shows that are not reality and barely a TV show.
Which ones are you talking about?
Any of them.
My mom watches the guys in Montana, the mountain men, and she loves them.
Right. And I have no interest in those guys. And I guess it comes down to what are you interested in? The closest thing that I could even get to reality TV was Mythbusters.
Yeah, but
were actually doing real shit.
Right.
You know, whereas you look at Big Brother that'll date me because that was, 90 years ago? Or some of even the Survivor series. The Bachelor stuff. I've no patience for any of this because it's just all little tripe relationship stuff for people who are stupid and haven't figured out that they're adults yet.
Yeah.
You know?
5.1 magnitude earthquake hits North Carolina. Something's going on.
Wow.
Did you see that?
I would imagine, no, but I would imagine if you're bowling, that would be pretty good.
Yeah,
Steve Rake.
Maybe.
Nothing?
Maybe.
Nothing? A chuckle?
Maybe
like not listening to us anymore.
No, she is. She's probably playing Tootsie Frootsie with her mom or something. I don't know what she's doing.
Right.
She's listening.
If I were you, I would be ignoring us too. But I'm not you, I'm me, and I'm apparently the one babbling on and on and on incessantly. You know what? Here's what we're going to do, Eric. I got one more of these things.
Yeah, what do you got for
me? I got an email from from a listener. This came across Hal Ukanaja. Hold on.
Hal Nukajira?
Is it halitosis?
Hal Usinogen.
Oh, his first name is Mushroom.
Right. Sure. Yeah. So, if you had a time machine, where and when would you go, and what would you do?
You know what? This is a funny thing. I knew you were going to ask me this question.
Uh huh.
So
we actually got this email from Hal earlier today, and I did text Eric and told him this email was coming.
No, I'm going to say one thing. It was that my favorite time ever growing up was in the 70s. I had zero responsibility, zero stress.
Well, yeah.
I was taken everywhere. I was given everything I ever wanted. If I wanted to stop, my aunt had a 78 Le Mans or something. I can't remember what year it was. 76, maybe 74. I don't remember. It was green with gold interior or something like that. She'd come by.
73.
Maybe, yeah. So she'd come by.
Green with gold interiors of 73.
Oh, yeah. And this thing, she had a 401, V6 or VI, I forgot what it was. But the thing was faster than shit. But she'd come by and pick up my mom and I. And we'd go out to the bar down Plymouth Road, and anybody that is grown up like around Plymouth Road or in Livonia, there's plenty of bars, and we'd go get the best hamburger, and my parents or my mom or whoever was with us would have a hamburger, and we'd have a hamburger also. We'd have Shirley Temple's. My mom and whoever I was with would have beer or beer and cocktails, and hang out there for like 2, 3, 4 hours. And that was like a Saturday or Sunday afternoon for me growing up. It's just the way I grew up. It was the best thing in the world. And I don't know if anybody else did. I don't know. Bill, did you grow up that way, or Willie? Anybody?
It was like zero stress.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm a little bit older than you, but not by much. And
you've only been a couple of years,
by the time 1977 came around, I already had paper route. So
you're 51, 52. I'm 50. What I'm saying is that late 70s, early 80s.
Until high school.
I was in high school. But before that, it was, we grew up in bars. It was like pinball, Shirley Temple's, tasty hamburgers, hot dogs. It was, going there at like 2, 3 in the afternoon on a Saturday or Sunday, and then leaving at like 6 or 7. And that was our whole thing. That was like, that was coolness, man. Fun. That's what we did every weekend. We were all a bunch of plumbers and pipe fitters and, a bunch of hard chargers and,
right.
It was, nobody ever challenged us. It was, hey, what are you doing? Well, I'm growing my parents. I'm going to get a beer and a burger. We'll be back in a few hours. We'd go down and shoot down at some bar and go sit there for 2, 3 hours, drink beer and have a burger, play pinball. And that was my thing,
Mm-hmm.
That was the giddy up.
So that's what you'd do if you had a time machine. You'd go back and be young again?
Yeah, probably. I probably would. I don't think there's anything earlier than I wanted to see. I had a great time doing that. That was my best of my childhood,
You know what I'd do?
Yeah, what would you guys do? I mean, I'm not going to say, if you guys say I'm going to go back to Reagan and I want to deal with Reagan economics and, and do that kind of stuff. That's a whole different story. But I'm saying as a childhood, growing up, things that made me happy, those are the things that I did. We went to, the other thing big was going to,
What about Farrell's?
Not Farrell's, but we used to go to, oh my God, I'm drawing a blank.
Well, let me tell you what I would do.
Hold on, one second.
I'm going to tell you what I would do.
The tent place out in Milford.
Oh.
The Dearborn. How's it called?
Camp Dearborn?
Yeah, Camp Dearborn.
Yeah.
We just go to Camp Dearborn and camp over there and ride our bikes into the fucking, the woods over there.
Channel of water that went back down to the lake, and it was just like the cement thing, and we'd take little boats and put them in there and sail little boats or sticks or something, and we'd play poo sticks.
Yeah.
Not poo as in poop, but poo as in Winnie the
Pooh. That was us. That was us.
Yeah. No, see, you know what I would do? I would go back in time. I would find the guy who invented the high five.
The what?
I would find the high five.
The high fives were around for
just listen.
Be quiet. Willie, I'll be on this one, will you?
I would find the guy who invented the high five.
Kind of loaded.
I would go back to 3 seconds after he thought of it and give him a high five. And just give him a high five.
Right. No, I get it.
Just freak them out. You
know what's weird is when you stop drinking for like 2 weeks and you have a couple cocktails, how messed up you kind of get.
Yeah. Yeah, you get a little chatty.
My tolerance is like out the roof.
Yeah,
so I'm sitting here with Kim.
Chatty.
Yeah, I'm sitting here with Kim, fuckballs, and I haven't drank like over like 2 weeks almost. And but I had a couple cocktails. I'm kind of fucked up. Kind of fucked up.
Well, I'm just sitting back sipping a little brew, huh? Hanging out in the backyard.
Yeah, what kind of scotch you drinking on?
I am going to go to work tomorrow, so I'm not drinking scotch.
Oh, I learned my lesson. Drinking?
I'm having a Coors.
Not a Coors Light.
A regular Coors Banquet.
A Coors out in the garage? In the garage? No? You're out in the front porch?
Backyard.
Are you hillbillying out in the front porch?
Did I say the backyard?
No, I was just curious.
Well, and I answered your question. You know, you're in full on babble mode because you're drunker than a monkey. And...
Oh, touche.
Thank you, Willie. I needed a laugh track. Somebody's paying attention.
You know what?
Oh, my God.
I had to go piss. So, why don't you guys tell yourself?
All right. I'm going to ask Willie this question.
I'll be back in two minutes.
We got another question from listeners.
Sure.
So get a load of this one, Willie. This chickie emailed us as the braless listener.
Okay, good for her.
Frida Girls is asking us a question here. Frida Girls.
Oh, nice.
Says
I'm loving all these handles, by the way.
Yeah, you dig it? I'm making them up.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I think I made up all this shit. So anyways, Frida Girls asks us, my feet and ankles feel discomfort while I'm inverting. What can I do? Apparently, Frida just bought one of those inversion tables. And she decided that she would ask us why her feet and ankles are feeling discomfort while she's inverting.
Oh.
What do you think she should do? Well, actually, my first thought is, well, first off, remove the blouse.
Right.
If that doesn't work, go full naked.
I would agree.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not going to invert naked, what's the point?
Yeah. Or stop.
Yeah. Why do you hit yourself in the head with a hammer? Because it feels so good when I stop. Silly. Yeah, you know, I was going to read a question from my parachute instructor, but I decided against it. But you want to know what his name is, right?
Sure.
It's Hugo. Hugo first.
I got you.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Hugo down.
Him too. Yeah. Yeah, it's his brother.
He goes right after.
Yeah, Hugo down is the brother-in-law. Oh, here's something from Alex Kaholic.
Yeah.
Al Kaholic.
Yeah. Went to school with him.
I think I am him. Nah. So, how's it going, Willie? What's going on? What's the haps? What's the deal?
Not much. Just chilling.
Yeah. I almost went to work this weekend, and I changed my mind. I had an opportunity to make a buttload of money working, and I just said, you know what? I haven't had a day off in like 21 days, so I'm going to go ahead and just take 2 days off and not deal with it.
Sometimes you got to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I got almost a bushel of green beans out of my garden.
Nice.
So I told the girls, I says, whatever we're having for dinner tomorrow night, it's going to have green beans in it.
Yep.
In fact, for the next 3 nights in a row.
Yes.
That, and I got cucumbers that are ungodly huge.
I heard, yes.
Well, no, that was the zucchinis and the other one, the summer squash. Those are remarkably. But the cucumbers are about half the size, and they're big and fat and juicy and yummy. And I did a trellis thing this year for the garden. So the cucumbers are growing up this trellis.
Nice.
And so I don't have to, they're not laying on the ground getting all dirty.
Right.
And schmutzy or whatever.
Schmutzy is a good word.
Yeah, you know, I try and use schmutzy as much as possible.
Yeah, you got to get that in like once a week.
Well, right, because if you're not using schmutzy once a week, then what's the point of having a vocabulary?
Just don't try to make fetch work, okay?
Hmm. I'm not sure I understand where you're going with that.
Oh, if you've ever seen Mean Girls, it's in there.
Oh, I have seen Mean Girls, but I don't remember it in detail.
Oh, the one doesn't mean much because that's so fetch. And she's like, "Would you stop trying to make fetch happen?"
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah,
yeah,
I do recall that. But you know, if it's not Ferris Bueller's Day Off, I don't know it by heart, or Animal House, or
right,
Airplane, or any of those other classics. I tried to get my kids to watch Spaceballs with me this weekend. It didn't work.
Yeah.
Spaceballs. Keep firing, assholes.
It's different than fuckballs.
Yeah. Who is he? He's an asshole, sir. What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
I don't know if I've seen that in its entirety.
Oh, man. That and Airplane, I think I've watched 300 times.
You just can't go wrong with Airplane.
What can you make out of this? Well, I can make a pterodactyl. I can make Johnny. And Larry is getting larger.
That's that whole movie is a quote machine.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. So, Eric, what else you got for us? He's not even back yet.
I'm just listening to you guys right now.
No, you're out there taking a dump.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
He has returned from Tickletown, and we are back.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. Tickletown.
That could be your song, Eric. Tickletown.
Well, it is.
It's like Funky Town, but it is, you know, more liquid beat.
So here's a fun question.
Go ahead, let it rip.
This whole COVID thing, and we'll go back to – we'll do music and COVID at the same time. Aside from the obvious Weird Al, my COVID, what other weird songs can you think of that Weird Al should do?
Liberty Boots. Say what?
I'm thinking like, I caught the COVID, but I did not get immunity.
No, only so.
There's got to be something you can do with Steely Dan.
They were going to do, instead of My Sharona, they're going to do My Corona.
Well, that was the other one I was thinking of.
Yeah. There we go.
Gee, Eric, turn it up. I mean, they can't do it in Toledo.
Won't you take me to Tinkletown?
Yeah.
Take me to Funky Town.
All right, that's enough. Thank you very little. I talk about it.
Yeah.
It's like being at a party. You got to find a time that's right for you. You know, it's right. It gets you moving with some energy because you got to get there. You know, it's all applicable.
Yeah, sure. Well, we could do this all night with different songs.
Sure.
But no, I just was trying to think of, you know, I got to think they should be able to do something with Steely Dan's Hey 19. You know,
Steely Dan?
Yeah, COVID-19.
Sure.
And, you know, I don't know. Those are my three. You know, comedy comes in threes, and so far tonight it hasn't come at all.
We're sucking gas, dude.
Well, no, actually, I was thinking of something. I wrote it down. I got to take a look and see if I can paraphrase this correctly. Because this is a good time to say this. because this is just how it is. Yeah, I'm fairly certain we've established that we really don't have any rules around here. We don't have a censor. We don't have a script.
Yeah, no, no, no.
No scruples, no scruples or taste. Pretty much a verbal shit fest. So yeah, welcome much. To our verbal shit fest.
Yeah.
So, hey, you guys ever do anything silly with your emails with like your sign out instead of saying thanks and then, you know, your name below it, you know, like put a little
nope.
quote or anything?
No, no, and no.
No, mine are all too.
Oh, yours is professional?
Yeah, because those are the only ones I really send, even though they're, I catch a lot of flack because they're always really short.
Your emails are short?
Yes, or I'm very terse.
Well, that sounds like you're mad.
Well, that's just the way I write them.
Damn it, do this.
No.
No, not like that?
No, it's like, yes, yes, please, thank you very much, I appreciate it. That's it.
Oh, so you're no frills, you're just words and done.
Yes, yeah, I'm usually in a rush, you know.
Yeah, no, I get it. No, when I send a confirmation that I've made a decision on a loan, I send it out to the loan officer and his assistants and stuff. And usually I throw in some tagline at the end that is something goofy because, you know, that's me. And it's just between like the four of us really. So it doesn't
yeah,
make
that's
any
good.
Difference.
Right.
You know, so, you know, I think the one I got right now, because I printed this email out for myself earlier, coming together is the beginning. Keeping together is progress. Working together is success. Not running outside screaming naked in frustration is amazing.
I'm sure they appreciate those.
They do. They do.
Have you done that? Have you done that?
Screaming naked?
Yeah.
Out of frustration?
Yeah.
Only twice.
All right.
And then I was told I shouldn't do it again.
Yeah, so Bill's on his second strike at work.
Three strikes, you're out.
Yeah. I think I actually get 7.
Do you?
It's not really baseball. I don't know. I haven't gotten any strikes. They actually like me at work. I still don't understand why. It must be because I actually get stuff done. Go figure. You guys know me. Go figure.
Right, right.
Long shot.
Yeah.
Long shot.
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure, whatever. All right, kids. Well, that's been Eric.
Hello, Linga Longa.
Hey, we got more people showing up?
Linga Longa.
Love it.
Call in, Linga Longa. We'd love to hear from you.
I don't even have my glasses on. I can see it's Linga Lounge. Oh, it is Longa. I should put my glasses on. Linga Longa. That's even
better. I've got my last fuck ball. She's sleeping on my couch.
I think Linga Longa is a little shy or can't find the phone button. That's okay.
That's all right.
So Linga we're just screwing off, having a good time. What other goofy questions can we ask each other?
I'm going to
run out of listener questions.
I don't even know.
Has it been a good Sunday for you, Eric?
It's been a wonderful. You know, I worked all weekend. Some of these people that think that realtors don't work. I worked all weekend, put together listing packages, and gotten broken glass fixed, and this and that, and whatever. So. Yeah, I've been working on all along this weekend.
Was the glass half empty or was the glass half full?
No, I have a closing on Thursday, so I went over and checked on the house.
It was only half
sure
broken.
Glass was cut, right, and sure enough, somebody shut out the
front. Thank you, Willie, for showing up.
So, absolutely. How do you people think that real estate is easy? No, it's not. I have to go figure out how to get the window fixed, put it back in. Oh, blah. It's all time in my hands. So,
why is it your responsibility to fix the window? Isn't there an owner of the
well,
property?
Because if I leave it up to my homeowner that lives in New York, it'll never get fixed. So
true.
I have to do it myself.
So what you need to do is deal with homeowners that are actually in the home.
Yeah. So, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
If anybody's listening, and they want a good realtor that takes care of everything, that if something happens, they are willing to take advantage, take control of whatever happens, broken windows, doors, windows, whatever. I don't know. Talk to me. I'll take care of
seven,
it.
Seven different windows and one door.
That was just one window. Somebody must have drove by and shut out the front window. When I got there, it was all like, it was the temperament window, broken. You know? Yeah. And I had to take the frame and go have it fixed and put it back together and whatever.
Well, I would think you guys would be busier on weekends because, you know, showings and, yeah.
Well, this is the whole thing. When you get into real estate, everybody thinks like, oh, you know, it's easy. You get into real estate and everybody wants to sell your home and they come to you, blah, blah, blah. It's not the truth. It's so much competition out there. And Dave, I've talked to you about selling your home and buying your home, blah, blah, blah. But when you actually physically get involved with a for sale and something happens, gets delayed, blah, 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 and all of a sudden all these things start happening to this house, like windows getting broke and blah, blah, you got to fix it. You got to go figure out, hey, listen, if I'm going to fix it, if I'm going to close in this house, I have to fix it. So I had to put together, you know, window guys and, you know, whatever to make sure this gets fixed and everybody's happy. So
the house before that we were looking at before this, which I really liked. I mean, the downstairs was actually bigger than the upstairs. And, we were going to buy it and, it had no thermostat. And it was like February or March or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I I'm pretty serious about this. I just need the thermostat fixed so I have proof that the furnace works.
The heat works.
Right.
And then on the seller side, they just dragged their feet and they, you know, it took like 4 or 5 weeks. And then they, you know, I finally got the answer. They just determined that it wasn't that important to them.
Right.
And I said, take a flying F.
Yeah.
And I moved on because that's
so absurd. Weak, right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So, which worked out better because we got this one.
So weak.
Yeah. So yard is much, much bigger. That was just a postage stamp. So, and I like the layout of this one better.
You guys are in downtown Farmington, aren't you?
No.
I got you. Good halfway point for our next podcast. Right, Bill?
Which is what?
I don't know. Our next podcast. You mean about Willie's?
Oh, yeah, we're going to go to Willie's. Go hang out there and do a one microphone right in the middle in there. Everybody sounds the same. We'll set it up in the garage or in the backyard so we can listen to all the bugs.
I'm in the backyard now. It's not that bad.
Yeah. I got cicadas going tonight.
We're going to Willie's next time.
I just have some crickets.
Ooh. We're going to Willie's.
What are you saying, Eric? You're going to Willie's?
Yep, we're going to Willie's.
Okay. If you say so. I don't know how I'm going to make that happen.
I barely know
the house as it is. Oh, I'm sure
you
will. We'll make it happen. We'll figure it out. It'll happen.
All right.
Are we still going to do a show on real estate stuff?
Yeah, we'll get to that. I'll contact you about that shortly. We're going to create our own podcast about real estate stuff. And it's going to correlate with my Instagram, Michigan Sold Homes, and we will get to that. I'll contact you that directly.
Oh, we're going to do it like on a different podcast, so it'll be
For sure. Not this disaster, of course not.
Yeah, this is definitely not promoting actual functioning work people stuff. This is just for fun, shits and giggles, not in that order.
Exactly. But I think we're going to have another podcast around Wednesday. Well, 12th. Wednesday the 12th. Willie, keep it open. Let us know if you're available.
Okay, bud. Thank you.
We always love to hear from you.
Thank you.
That's been Willie.
That's been Bill.
That's been Eric.
That's been Bill.
Oh, I get it twice. Woohoo! Lucky me. Woo-hoo. All right. Don't make me make that
I'm
noise.
Hanging up. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Just hang on.
Willie, Bill, see you on Wednesday, and I will come up with a topic. Right. We'll rock this world.
I'm not sure we came up with any topics this week.
I don't think we did. I didn't do a very good job of it. I apologize.
You know, this is true nature to what we are. It's three guys talking to each other. And, you know, if other people want to enjoy listening to a couple of old farts shooting the shit, then you're more than welcome to join us.
Yeah, who even cares?
Join us.
Yeah, whoever cares. Just us.
Whatever.
That's it.
Yeah, you know, one of these days we'll talk about something important and.